Peter and the Sands of Time. Peter was an adventurous boy with a curious heart and a passion for ancient tales. One rainy afternoon, while the pattered against his window, he reached under his bed and pulled out an intricately carved wooden box. His granddad had told him it was a special box that held secrets of the past. Taking a deep breath, Peter lifted the lid and was dazzled by a glowing light inside the box. It was the magical Krampus, an amulet shaped like an hourglass. Only in times of great need, the Krampus can unlock the doors of time, his granddad's voice echoed in his mind. Beware, for its power is immense and it must be used for good. Suddenly he heard a distant Peter grasped the amulet and whispered, "I wish to save the world from a great threat, like the heroes of old." In a flash of light and the whirl of a Peter found himself standing in the blazing heat of ancient Egypt, with sand dunes stretching as far as the eye could see and the majestic pyramids looming in the distance. He felt the and heard the but there was no time to marvel at the wonders, for he had a mission. Whispers among the people spoke of Ares, a rogue deity bent on destruction. He was threatening to bring chaos upon the world. With the Krampus in hand, Peter embarked on a quest to find Ares. His journey led him through bustling marketplaces filled with and along the Nile, where waters against the reeds. Eventually, he stood before Ares, who towered above with eyes like the fiery sun. "You cannot defeat me, boy," Ares bellowed, but Peter was undeterred. He held the magical Krampus aloft, and it began to a golden light washed over Ares, capturing him in a moment of surprise. "You may be powerful, Ares, but you have no right to harm this world," Peter exclaimed. The Krampus pulsed with an ethereal light, and Ares's strength started to fade. As the light intensified, Ares weakened until he turned into nothing but a whisper of sand, swept away by the winds of time. The people of Egypt cheered, their voices echoing in a song of relief and joy. Peter had done it. He'd used the power of the Krampus not for personal gain, but to protect and preserve. With his task complete, Peter held the Krampus once more and thought of home. Before he knew it, he was back in his room, the box closed, and the rain still tapping a peaceful rhythm. He had traveled through time and returned a hero, just like in the stories he loved. And though nobody else knew of his grand adventure, he smiled, for he had saved the world, and perhaps he would travel again when the time was right.